Welcome back to Feeling Inspired. I'm your host, Mahesh. And today's topic is something that I love to talk about, that I love to think about. And that is, what's worse than getting played, right? What is worse than getting played? It's a terrible feeling, isn't it? You know, getting played. So first of all, let me break that down. When someone says they got played, or when you feel played, right? The idea or the concept is that you were fooled, tricked. You believed something, like there was some deception, but you didn't see it, right? There was some deception, you didn't see it, and then the person who was deceiving you essentially got over, right? So a lot of times people think about this in terms of romantic relationships, right? Like when somebody is pretending like they want to have a serious relationship, they're doing all the right things, I'm going to buy you flowers and be all nice and friendly and texting back and this and that. And then after they get what they want, whatever that might be, they change up and they're a lot less available. They're texting back slower, they're shorter text messages, they ain't buying nothing no more, you know, and then they're like, you know what, I don't know if I really want a relationship, you know, and you feel played. It's the worst feeling in the world. It's the worst feeling in the world for a couple of reasons. Number one, you feel like that person did you wrong. The person did you wrong. You got played, right? It's like, oh my God, they did me wrong. I feel disrespected, right? You see that? It hurts. But there's the second thing, which is that hurts also. I didn't see it. I'm so stupid. I didn't see it, right? I don't know how, like, I don't know what is wrong with me, why I can't see this. I didn't see, it was right in front of me the whole time. I didn't see it. That's almost worse for me, when something like that happens, I feel like somebody played me or I feel played. I'm more upset with myself than I am with the other person because I'm like, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. And then I got played. I'm like, dang, I got played. It's terrible, right? It's a horrible feeling when you get played. It's embarrassing too. It's embarrassing. Especially if it's like public and people know about it, right? And you're like, oh man, I bought a timeshare. It sounded good when I was at that little seminar meeting having a free breakfast, but man, I got played, right? Oh man, you know, said it was $2.99, and then when I got there, it was $5.99, but I bought it anyway. Man, I got played. I got the car, but it didn't work. It was 11. I got played, right? Man, I thought they wanted a serious relationship. I got played. It's terrible, right? Somebody steals from you or something, right? And you're like, oh, I thought we were cool, and you stole something from me. Dang. You know? Or you hire somebody, and they're not who you think they are. I think that's the essence of it, right? That's the essence of it, is that you had this, so part of it is a projection. You had this thing, you believed that the other person was something that they're not. And so you're like, well, how did I see that, right? So I wanted to talk about that today because it's such a human experience that we all go through. So there's two things I wanted to talk about. Number one, how to work with getting played, how to deal with it, how to think about it, how to move through it. But also, what's worse than getting played, in my opinion, is playing yourself. Boom, right? Dang. Played myself. Dang, man, you played yourself, right? playing yourself. That's terrible. That's way worse. Because when somebody else, when you get played, someone plays you, right? You kind of like, okay, well, you know, I can't take all the credit for this because they're, you know, they don't have any morals. And how was I supposed to know, right? But when you play yourself, there's nobody else to blame. There's no, you know, other person. It's just you. You played yourself, right? So let's say, for example, you had a promotion coming up. And then you were thinking, you know what, let me ask for 10,000, you know? And then they were like, we're going to give you 3,000. You're like, dang, that's it? With all this extra work you want me to do, you're going to give me 3,000 a year? Let me divide 3,000 by 24. 20, you know, that's 24 if you get paid every other week, right? Every other month, twice a month. Divide 3,000 by 24. That's before taxes. So minus a good percentage of that, your health care, retirement, then you divide that by 24 pay periods. Boom, you ain't got much. $50, right? And then once you do all that extra work, you had 10,000 in mind, right? So you say, all right, I need my job, so I'm gonna take that 3,000. You know, I'll make it work. And then imagine if the supervisor said, hey, you know, I really wish you would have kept pushing because, you know, we would have probably given you at least 7. You're like, dang, played myself. I played myself, right? I settled. I was like, all right, I'll do it for the 3, you know? You played yourself, right? It's a terrible, terrible feeling. And but the beautiful, this is feeling inspired. Don't worry, we're going to have some positive stuff here. But we got to go deep into what's actually going on to be able to actually see what's happening, to try to make a shift, right? So you played yourself. The beautiful thing about this is that when we're able to bring awareness to how we're undervaluing ourselves, that's what playing yourself usually is. It's undervaluing yourself, right? You know, putting yourself down, right? Accepting less than what you really deserve, what you really have actually earned, right? Just by your experience, what you bring to the table. I don't care if it's a job, a romantic relationship, friendship, family, you bring a lot to the table. When you undervalue that, that's when you play yourself, right? Because sometimes you might have to leave a particular situation. You might have to leave a job. You might have to leave a relationship. You might have to cut back certain communication with certain family. You know, if they're not valuing you because you value yourself, that's what we're working on, right? Is valuing ourselves, self-esteem, self-care, self-love, self-appreciation, self-acknowledgement. I value myself. So this situation, circumstance, person, whatever isn't valuing me, I don't feel valued. So because I value myself, I'm going to leave. And you know what? I'm going to leave, and I know in my heart of hearts that there is a place that's going to value me. Let me tell you a quick story. That's a true story, actually. That actually many of you have encountered this probably. You get a job. There's a person, they get a job. It's a terrible job. It's a really, really bad job. Low pay. A lot of hours, right? 8 hours? No, more like 10, 11. Closing, right? They call you in on the weekend. Might have to call you in on a holiday. Hey, I know it's Christmas morning, but we're going to need you to come into the office. Because we don't have anybody covering the front desk and we need you to just get there because, you know, this other person called out sick. And minimum wage, and it's a terrible job. It's very boring. And it's, let's just make it even worse. There's a lot of physical work and a lot of mental work and a lot of drama and stress at the job. And you get the job and initially you're happy until your first day and you instantly realize, dang, I played myself. Oh no. and you got played, right? Oh, I played myself and I got played at the same time. And then start looking around, getting to know the different coworkers, and you know, you need the money, so you're gonna do what you gotta do. And you meet a few coworkers, and they've been there for 25 years. 25. Maybe they got a little couple extra dollars an hour more than you, but it's still extremely low. They've been there for 25, played yourself, period, point blank. They, you know, okay. And you talk to them, and you're thinking, wow, they must really love their job. They've been here 25 years. You talk to them, and they're like, man, I hate this place more than you could ever imagine. This is my purgatory. This is hell. Hate this place. Hate the supervisor. Hate the job. Hate the job duties. Hate the commute. Hate the benefits, right? Ain't even got no good benefits. Hate the long hours. And you're thinking, oh, they must have loved it because they've been there for 25 years. No, they don't love it at all, right? However, everybody has their reasons. Everybody, so we can't judge that person because this way that they might have been playing themselves, that doesn't help us move forward and progress. We want to turn that back on ourselves. How am I playing myself? How am I playing myself? How am I undervaluing what I bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? And how valuable is it? So let me put it to you like this. Let's say you take a Lamborghini. Let's say you're the Lamborghini, right? Let's say you, because you are a Lamborghini. You're amazing. You're one of a kind. You're hand-built, handcrafted, right? Special. Let's say we take a Lamborghini. Let's say it's worth $500,000. And it's an amazing vehicle. Actually, let's bump it up a little bit. It's worth $1 million, right? It's worth $1 million. And it's a Lamborghini. Special, right? This is actually made. This is a special made one, right? Complete custom. Goes 200 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. The fastest car on planet Earth. Valuable. Extremely valuable. All of the parts are top of the line. Top of the line. Okay? Lamborghini. That's you. You're the Lamborghini. But let's just say we drop this wonderful, beautiful Lamborghini in the ocean. Mm-hmm. See how fast it goes. See, we want to test out the engine and make sure, you know, this is really a quality vehicle. And we put it in the water, submerged. Try to turn it on. Try to take it for a drive in that salty ocean water. It's not going to do a whole lot. It's not going to do much at all. You might even think it's broken, right? It's in the wrong environment. It's in the wrong environment. The vehicle is $1 million. It's valuable. You are valuable, right? I'm valuable. We all have a lot of value, all of us. And sometimes we're in the wrong environment. Now, if we could take that Lamborghini and pull it out of the water and dry it off, it's going to take a little while. Okay, first of all, it's been in the ocean, right? If you've been at that dead-end job for 25 years, that Lamborghini's been at the bottom of the ocean for 25 years, getting all rusty and salt water and little fishes swimming around the engine compartment, you know, creating little families, became a home to a bunch of little fish and hammerhead sharks swimming through the windows. When you take it out of the water and you dry it off, it's gonna need a little time, a little TLC to get it even to start, right? You're gonna have to like hire some quality mechanics. Okay, what does that look like for us? We might need to go get a massage, we might need to take a hot tub, take a sauna, take a vacation, stop working, stop working for a bit, you know, ask our family for a little help, humble ourselves. You know, I need a little help. I'm broken. I'm broken. My spirit's broken. I've been in the water for 25 years. I need to just dry myself off. I need to be around people that can see the value in me so I can start to see the value in myself. I'm a Lamborghini, am I? Am I a Lamborghini? Because for 25 years, I wasn't able to go 200 miles an hour. I wasn't even able to turn on. I've been stuck at the bottom of the ocean. Okay? Now, after all of that time to dry off and clean up the rust and maybe replace a couple parts, you're up and running, flying 200 miles an hour. Shoom! Everybody's looking, oh, look at you. Looking good. Right? All of those people that you was trying to attract, and they was like, I don't think so. Something wrong with that. Doesn't even work. When you was in the ocean, it wasn't working. People wasn't feeling that. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't a submarine or nothing. You was just broken. Now, you dusted yourself off and you start 200 miles an hour. You know, you pull up, everybody's like, oh, dang. Oh, can I get a ride? Can I get a ride? You know, don't get an attitude. Don't get an attitude, right? Don't pull a Mike Jones, right? Right back then, they didn't want me. Yeah, because you was in the ocean. You didn't work. They didn't see the value in you. You didn't see the value. You thought you was broke too. Not just financially broke, but broke in. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Right? Now, look at you. You dusted yourself off. You flying. People like you. Like, You know, I always thought there was some potential there. I just couldn't see it. Now I can see it. Can I get a ride? You know? Yeah, hop in. Right? Not anybody. You know, still have to have some discernment. Not anybody can hop in, right? It took you a long time to dust off all that salt and rust, so you can't just let anybody hop in, right? Right? Because you value yourself now. You see the value. I'm a Lambo. Lambo, right? You see the value. So, just to close it out, we got played. We've been playing ourselves. Okay. We might need some time to recover if it's been a long time. If you've been in a horrible relationship, abusive, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, hopefully not physically, we need some time to recuperate, to heal, to put ourselves back together again. But when we do, it's on. Once we start valuing ourselves and we start building ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, then that light that was always there, it was a Lamborghini. It was just in the ocean. In the wrong environment. Still a Lambo. All right. Well, I guess that's it for today. But thank you so much for listening. And let's just take a second to review our life and see, are there any places where we're not valuing ourselves and where we're just in the wrong environment? You know, we're just in the wrong situation, you know, and we forgot, because of the situation, we forgot that we were actually valuable. And we forgot that we weren't broken. We were in the wrong environment, but we actually weren't broken, right? That Lamborghini, when it was dropped in the ocean, it wasn't broken. It was brand new. It was top quality. It didn't start to rust till the first couple of years. So, but there's nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with you. But we might need a little time to recuperate if we've been in an environment where we've been undervalued for so long. right? We don't want to play ourselves. We don't want to play ourselves. Thank you for listening. Feeling inspired.